The Knights of St Columban Ballast was set up in 1915 by Canon James O'Neill. He was parish priest of the Sacred Heart Parish in Belfast, which is a particularly poor parish in an industrialised area. And just think about it, it was World War I, 1915. You can imagine the poverty and how difficult it was to get jobs there. So at the time, the culture was one of, anti-Catholicism and pro the powers to be that were in there. And so it was difficult enough for to get a job anyway, but if you were a Catholic, you were just doubly difficult to get there. There was, I suppose there was a feeling of solidarity in men coming together. But these men, where were they coming from? They were actually in the Vincent de Paul. Like Legion of Mary, the Legion of Mary was set up from a group of people in the Vincent de Paul. But Canon O'Neill recognised the call of Pope Pius X and Pope Leo XIII. He was looking for Catholic laymen to be virtuous wherever they were, in their surroundings, in their parishes, in their places of works, and that they would be educated in the faith. And they studied the encyclicals, and from the Vincent de Paul group, this group of laymen came together. He had great difficulty at the time in setting it up, because there was, I suppose, a little bit of old-fashioned antipathy from the clericalism that had built up over the centuries, I suppose. He's a good man, very, very holy man, and he persisted, and the Knights of St Columban Ballast are still there after 100 years. In fact, next year they'll be celebrating their centenary. The Knights of St Columban Ballast, therefore, are an island. They're on the whole island of Ireland. They're a group of Catholic laymen who meet every month.
There's priests involved too, right?
Of course. In fact, the first Grand Knight was a priest. We've got 50 priests who are Grand Knights at various stages, very virtuous and very good men. And we also have some seminarians who are members, and all walks of life. We have people who are from unemployed to people in top class jobs. The majority of people are quite ordinary people that you'd meet in the street. There's nothing, none of this portrayal of smoking cigars or drinking port in upper class drawing rooms. That never existed. We actually do a lot of very good works around the country. In Cork, there's a house called Brú Chulainn Banas, which basically the Knights sold their headquarters in Cork and bought and put together a house for those people visiting patients from afar, from Kerry or whatever, and had no place to stay. So the Knights saw a need, and they fulfilled that need, and in conjunction with the HSE and with the help of the SMAs who provided the ground, they now have a 54-bed house. And that's the people of Cork have rode in behind the Knights and have given their full support, and there's a lot of volunteers involved, and they also contribute money, obviously, to the cash flow. In Dublin, I suppose we're much better known for the annual dinner for the homeless in the RDS.
So the Christmas Day homeless dinner is
that's
that
right,
in the RDS?
That's in the RDS, yeah. Now it's a whole year round project, and it has to be planned meticulously. This year we gave out 2,450 hot meals. Desperate to have to say that in this day and age there's so many homeless and so many requirements. We also gave out 2,450 what we call goodie bags, each one containing the kind of things that will sustain them, both giving them dignity. Basically, it's all about dignity. We're not involved in handouts. We're involved in serving the poor. We regard we regard it as a great honour to be able to serve the poor of Dublin and the homeless of Dublin. And when you're greeted at the door, they're greeted as that we are there to serve them. And we have we give out over 400 meals this year. Eamon Campbell from the Dublin Legends, he came along and gave up his morning, and Eamon was absolutely thrilled to be asked.
The Order hasn't just done two things. There's also a larger part of Irish history which is really important, the Irish Credit Unions.
That's right, the Irish Credit Unions and the Irish Scouts, the Catholic Boy Scouts of Ireland. The lots of campaigns. Our motto is to restore all things in Christ. And when Pius X died, he was able to say with clarity and certainty, "I have restored all things in Christ."